This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Somalia is trying to change its image as a chaotic, failed state with a new bid for stability. Today marks the end of United Nations' mandate intended to help Somalia create a new and lasting government. Hundreds of members of a new parliament are being sworn in, and their first task is to choose a president. Mary Harper is the Somalia analyst for the BBC. She recently returned from the capital, Mogadishu, and gave us a portrait of the city and its people.
They live in hovels made out of bits of stick and cloth and cardboard, and they've been living like that for more than 20 years. There's frequent gunfire. It is like going to the end of the world. But then you also see in this dreadful situation, you see glimmers of hope. You see new tin roofs being hammered onto buildings.
Mary Harper also described the process of creating a new government. Somalia, she says, is too unstable for a democratic election, so the UN tried a different route.
They got together traditional elders who in the past used to be the recognized authority. They got together a group of 135 of them. They then selected the members of parliament from the different clans, and then that group was vetted by a technical committee, which rather courageously eliminated dozens of people who had been associated with being warlords in the past. So it's a cleaner parliament than we've had before.
And the UN released a statement yesterday saying that this new parliament, quote, cuts its ties with warlordism. Is that a believable claim?
I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. Definitely some of the more notorious warlords have been excluded. And that itself is problematic because they're very angry about the fact that they have been denied political power. So who knows what they're going to do? Obviously, some of the rather suspect people have slipped through the net, and also some members of the transitional government whose mandate has just ended, they're still very much front runners for things like the presidency.
Can you also give us an update on the Al-Shabaab group, the group linked to Al-Qaeda? It obviously controls much of the country still. But at this point, what is the status of this group in terms of this moving forward for the country?
Yes, Al-Shabaab has been completely left out of the process, which some argue is actually rather dangerous, because it could be suggested that by including Al-Shabaab, or at least speaking to Al-Shabaab, that might be a way of de-radicalizing them. They have been largely chased out of the capital, Mogadishu, but they still occupy vast swathes of Somalia. And also, because they've been on the back foot militarily, they now adopt a sort of policy of what they call asymmetrical warfare. So instead of conventional front lines, you have grenade attacks, suicide bombings, sort of random violence that they carry out.
Mary, you know, I read that the parliament held its first session at the airport because of security concerns. And it's been a good 2 decades since Somalia had a relatively stable central government. What are the chances for this parliament's success?
I think there's so much will, both from within Somalia and also from the international community, which is thoroughly fed up with basically holding whatever Somali administration exists, kind of holding it in its hands and financing it and directing it and trying to influence it. And I think Somalis in Mogadishu, where I was recently, they're so fed up with violence. And you kind of get the feeling that there's a momentum building now whereby people will have more to gain from peace than from war. And if that balance can be kind of shifted, then I can imagine that the new political administration might have enough of a sort of energy for it to establish not peace and security that the rest of the world might understand, but relatively speaking for Somalia, something that would enable that territory to advance economically and therefore become less likely to fall back into this endless cycle of violence.
Mary Harper is BBC Somalia analyst. She joined us from London. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much for having me.